stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, May 6th.
You had to think about that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, because I didn't have the page in front of me.
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Monday, a rainy day in L.A., and we're here to entertain. Good morning, Bridgetta.
Good morning. It is very rainy.
Yeah. You're looking beautiful this morning,
as always.
You're bright. Did you get some nice rest?
I did, actually.
Did you?
We didn't do anything yesterday. Yeah. So, we watched a movie last night, which was really cool. It was called, have you seen the Tom Hanks Cloud Atlas?
No.
It was phenomenal. It was
really?
A three-hour movie.
Is it good?
3 hours. It's really cool. It's about people in your lives today and why things happen and how we're tied into everyone we're with today. We're from past lives.
Wow.
So maybe this lifetime, if you feel like you're saving someone, it's because that person saved you in a past lifetime. Or like, it's really cool how it intermixes. It's Halle Berry. She's one of, I mean, it's a big cast.
Right. I remember it coming out.
Yeah, it really makes you think. And it's crazy because I think I've told you before how people in my life, certain people, I'd say more of relationships, like close relationships. I know I've had visions or dreams of where, of like of past lives of how I know them. I know that sounds crazy, but I have.
Right.
And with almost everyone, and it makes sense. Mm. And even like the other day, this sounds like you totally whack, but I really don't care. You know I don't care. one of my friends wrote me, and it was totally random, and he's like, "Hey, are you okay?" And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of was in a funk. I was. And he's like, I had this dream. And he explained this dream that he had. And it was a really strange dream. And it was about past life stuff. But it was about me being like abused in some ways and getting hurt and like all this stuff. And
oh, he was dreaming about you.
He had a dream about all this.
Yeah.
And he goes, but I'm supposed to tell you about the dream I had. He goes, does it relate to anything? Does it make any sense to you? I'm like, actually, it does, because I, you know, reconnected with someone I hadn't spoken to in months recently, deciding whether to, you know, forgive. I mean, you always forgive, but, like, do I want to let them back in my life or do I not?
Right.
There's a lot of changes in my life, a lot of things going on. So it made complete sense. Mm. And it was just strange that he had this dream because I haven't talked to him about anything.
Wow.
And it all made sense.
And you hadn't talked to each other for a while?
No.
Oh.
And I don't tell him things like this, really. Right. But what's interesting is we know that we were twins several lifetimes.
Really?
Like you actually know who this is. I'll tell you later. But
so you were twins.
Yeah. Well, and it's weird because it's odd. There's been other times where I didn't even know. I texted him. I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, we just got in a car accident. How did you know?
Whoa.
Yeah. It's been this like, so it's a really weird thing.
So you connected.
So totally. Yeah. And we didn't realize what it was until we met someone else. And then we're like, oh, we were all brothers and sisters, like, for, and it made sense. Like, we're all really close. I know it sounds crazy, but
But when you're like together in past lives, are you really supposed to meet the same people in another life?
You're sometimes and sometimes not. I was told that this lifetime, because I had a reading with Sylvia Brown years ago, and several other people have said it who don't even know each other, you know, psychics, and they had said that this lifetime is the lifetime where everyone in my life is from past lives.
Mm.
So, and it makes sense. Like, it does.
So you better start treating people nicely.
I do.
Because you never know. I mean, you know, sometimes, I was thinking about this. You know, sometimes when you blow off someone on the street or something, it could have been your mother in another life, you know.
You never know.
You got to treat people nicely.
Yeah. No, it's true. You never know. I will say, on another note, totally on another note, okay, so I went to the beach this weekend, Saturday. Totally random. Sorry, but this is about...
Yeah, because yesterday was cold. It wasn't really beach weather yesterday.
No, but Saturday was.
Saturday was.
So Saturday I go to the beach, and you know, it was nice out, and I went to Paradise Cove, which is awesome. It's like a surfer's cove, and that's where they filmed Saved by the Bell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's in Malibu, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's so cool there. They film like a ton of movies and stuff, and they have their restaurant.
Right.
Well, okay, it is kind of stupid, because if you walk on the beach where they are, you have to pay $10.
Oh, really?
But they give it back to you after you, if you spend something inside, more than likely you will.
Yeah.
You know?
No big deal.
So I got like a drink, and I got food, by the way. Oh, that's another thing. I was very, very sick Saturday night and Sunday morning. Anyway, I ate nachos. Like, no big deal.
Yeah.
I was so sick.
From the nachos?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I know it's because I went on this awesome cleanse, which actually that's who's going to call in, Juice Nation's calling in. I went on this amazing cleanse, and it was, I mean, it was really hard for me, and it was funny, but it cleansed me out so much. It's insane.
Your body became like sensitive to it or something.
And
no?
Nachos, normally anything processed, I can't eat.
Wow.
It's really interesting. I'm like, wow, that's weird. I don't know if I like that. I know it's making me healthier, but I'm like, darn it. You know?
Yeah. So you ended the cleanse already? Now you have nachos and
stuff. Ended it, and then you know, and I've been eating okay, but I just randomly, you know, I wanted nachos. That was shrimp nachos.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was like chips, if it was the shrimp, the sauce on the shrimp, or the cheese.
Yeah.
But whatever it
could
was.
Could have been the cheese or the sauce.
So, so sick.
I don't
sick.
Think the nachos would have done anything to you with, you know, just plain.
Yeah. So sick. I mean, it was like I had it was like a gluten reaction almost, but there was no gluten in it. So it didn't make any sense. So I'm like, oh, it's because I was that cleaned out and now my body's used to like pure, fresh. And I'm like, maybe I should get a juicer.
That's a good idea. Yeah. If you're going to drink juices and stuff, you know. So did the cleanse help? I mean,
it
helped you?
I feel so much better. It kind of like jump-started a bunch of things. Yeah, it jump-started me getting in shape and doing all that. Now I'm obsessed with it. So now I want to go back on the juice cleanse again.
So that's who's going to call in a few minutes, right?
Yeah, Juice Nation.
Juice Nation. Okay, so it's cool. I'm looking forward to it because I'm sure a lot of people wonder what kind of cleanse you're on. And
it's cool, too, because, you know, there are so many different cleanses out there, and they're popping up left and right. You can go on, like, Groupon or Living Social, and there's, like, so many things, and you're like, what does this all mean?
Right.
And like I said, I tried to do that, the One Master thing. That was, like, near impossible almost for me to do. But
really?
I think now I could. I think if you're going to, you know, with the sugar cane, that needs to be, like, after what I just did. Like, you would do, like, a pure juicing, raw, you know, raw foods, juicing cleanse, and then you could switch to the other one.
I see.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Just doing what I did before, like, no way. That's why it was so hard. It was, and this was so hard because you really get rid of your cravings.
Right.
It's nuts. Like, I was going insane, not because I was hungry. It's because I wanted things.
Right.
And it made me mad.
So it was more psychological.
Yes. So psychological.
Yeah.
It was making me mad.
That's interesting.
I'm frustrated.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I could deal with that, though. I mean, you know, I get, like, so hungry. What happens to me is I have, like, a screwed-up schedule when I eat because I don't eat anything till about 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But then I'm, like, so hungry that the rest of the day I'm constantly hungry.
Right.
You know, I keep eating things.
So why don't change that? Why don't you eat, like, a little breakfast?
I know. I need to. It's just I don't feel like breakfast. You know, when I have coffee in the morning, it's like I don't want to eat the first thing in the morning. You know, I simply am not hungry. But I should eat some fruit or something before lunch, I'm sure.
You know,
it's just not normal, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, then afterwards I'm just so hungry, so I'll eat just about anything, you know.
You're like popcorn, candy bars, whatever. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And then do you feel guilty after you eat it?
No, I never do. Why would I?
I do.
I don't gain weight because of it, you know. So yeah, because I eat in moderation. I don't eat a lot, you know. Like if I have popcorn, I'll have popcorn. I'm not gonna have 3 buckets of it.
Right.
And, you know, if I have chocolate, I'll have 1 piece.
You know,
I don't need to have the whole thing.
Right.
So, so that's why I'm not gaining weight. You know, and people keep asking, oh, do you work out? Do you do this? You lost weight. I'm like, no, I'm just not eating a lot, you know. No workouts for me, man.
Oh my, I know. I really feel like we should go into that moksha yoga.
Yeah.
If you want, we should go in, like, I'll go Thursday if you want.
Which one? Oh, the moksha yoga?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We should.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
I'm not that into yoga. But maybe I will be once I start, you know?
I will say, though, I mean, going to the beach was great. And apparently there was this huge party that was there.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was a huge party that was there. But apparently it was Pamela Anderson's, her trailer was outside. And I guess it was her event. It was a big charity event that was at Paradise Cove. So it was cool. And they had this band, like the Beach Boys cover band. playing. So I was laying on the beach to a Beach Boys cover band, uh-huh. and they were serving drinks on the beach, and I'm like,
wow,
it was just
perfect.
Great.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah. But I will say on the way home, because I was so sick from eating the nachos, I was like, oh my God, I have to stop and get like coconut water or something.
Right.
So I went and I stopped and I got something. And I will say one thing that really irritates me that I just want to bring up, because I don't know if this is just me or if it's everyone. I really hate when you walk into a store and they're like, hi, how's your day? You doing okay? You know, I don't want to tell you about my day. I don't at all.
Yeah, but they're being polite.
I don't care. So usually I ignore them. Like I just, and then I'm like, God, I feel like an asshole, but I don't want to be talked to.
Right.
Like if I'm not feeling good, if I'm going into the store, it's because I need something and I'm in a hurry and I want to get in and I want to get out. I don't want to dawdle and have a conversation with someone in the store.
Right.
I hate it.
Well, can't you just reply yes and everything's fine and then
I don't
move
need
on?
To. Why do they deserve a reply?
Why not?
Because
they're
I
working
wanna,
there and they're being nice to you. They work there. What,
I
do you want to ruin their day?
Didn't want to be asked the question in the first place.
Okay, but they don't know that.
Well,
you know,
they should learn.
Why?
Trying to
they
teach
should
them.
Learn to know that you don't want to
yes.
be addressed.
Most people don't want to be addressed.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I can't stand it. So
but
then,
that's
like,
weird. I mean, look, that's the American way. People ask, how
it.
Are you? You know, how you doing? I remember when...
I hate it.
When Israelis come here, they're like, why are people asking me how I'm doing? I don't know them.
Right.
But that's because that's Israel, you know? But here, people
I just
are...
Like
I just think people are more polite here.
I feel like I'm being followed around and like, oh, it's just interesting. Like, they stare at
well,
you and
they follow,
follow
you around, that's different.
It's annoying.
That's annoying.
And then it happened again. This is funny. Uh-huh. Another CVS, which I want to say, I think it's just CVS.
Really?
Like, I really hate...
They never approach me.
Oh, it's annoying. So then I went into CVS again the other day. Yesterday, I was like in a hurry to get a bunch of things to clean, and like I went and there like early morning, and someone said something and I ignored it. And then I go to the I avoid. This is the thing. This is how crazy it is. I avoid as much as I can checking out the cashier because
yeah.
I don't want to have a conversation with them. I absolutely do not. I want to go and I want to check out by myself at the, you know, the self-checkouts.
Right.
Because I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to look at anyone. I just want to do what I got to do and get the hell out. I don't. So it was funny because...
Is that like all the time?
All
the
time.
Just when you're in a mood or something?
Just all the time.
Really?
I just why? Yeah. I just don't. So, you know, anyway, so this guy was like, ma'am, there's no one at the other counters. And I looked at them and I'm like... Do I care? And so I went back to the self-checkout and I did what I did. And they're like, well, you know someone can help you over here. And I'm like, I ignored. And I kept doing what I was doing. And I didn't want my receipt. So I left my receipt. And I'm out the door. And they're like, ma'am, your receipt. Oh, my God. And I go, well, clearly I don't want it. That's why I left it. Like, I couldn't hear it printing out. You know what I mean? Like, that just annoys me. Like, you're chasing me down. Cause like, and I know that, like, that's supposed to be their job. But, like, I looked at my receipt. They saw me look at it. They saw me walk away.
Yeah.
Like, I... Because they sat there and watched me the whole time.
Right.
Clearly, I didn't want it.
Yeah. Well, you must have been in a mood, you know. I think if you're in an okay mood, you wouldn't be thinking that way.
But this has been several times in the past couple of days, and it just irritates me. It really does.
Then go to a different store. What can I tell you, you know?
I don't know. And then
that's
even
how
like...
how they do their job. What, do you want them to ignore you when you walk into the store?
Yes. Absolutely. That's what I want. I want to be ignored when I'm in a store, and if I want your help, then I will ask for it.
Right.
Otherwise, leave me alone.
Right.
I want what I want, and then I hate when they come in and they're like, I picked all these outfits out for you. And I'm like, I don't like any of them. And they're
they pick it out for you?
Oh, well, if you go into some dressing stores and you pick out like a dress or and you're going to try it on, you're looking at it, they'll go and get other because they want to sell.
Right.
So I go in and get a bunch of others, and I'm like, I don't want those. Yeah. I saw those. If I liked them, I would have picked them up and tried them on.
Yeah.
But I don't want them, so now I'll go put them back.
Well, that's unusual. I've
it's
never
irritating.
Heard of that before.
Oh, all the time. Like in women's stores, all the time. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I am like the most pickiest person when it comes to clothes. Mm-hmm. Well, most things, anything I'm going to buy, I'm like very picky. I don't want your opinion. And in fact, the fact that you're giving me your opinion, now I'm going to do the opposite because I don't want what you want.
Right.
I want the complete I want my own. I now will not get it because you told me to get it. You know what I mean? So it's like they're just like hurting themselves.
Yeah.
I'd rather find it on my own and be like, this is cool. I'll try it on.
Yeah. Isn't it sort of like juvenile behavior though? I mean,
no.
When you're like, because you're telling me I'm not going to do it.
Because I don't want to be like everyone else. And
right.
If you like it, that means the majority of people like it, and I don't want it.
Yeah. I know. I still try to be nice to people. I would just say, you know, let me just choose my clothes, blah, blah, blah.
But it happens so much.
Because I feel like so uncomfortable if I confront them, you know.
Oh, see, I have no problem
with
that.
Yeah, you have no problem with that.
But see, that's the thing. It happens all the time, all the time, that I'm just thoroughly annoyed by it now.
Yeah.
I really am. I really hate it.
Yeah.
You know, it's
what
like,
what about when they first address you, you know, and they ask you, can I help you with something?
I usually ignore them and walk away.
Well, you can just say, you know, I'm gonna take some time to browse myself. If I need some help,
sometimes
I'll call you. And that's
sometimes
it, you know?
I have a sore throat, or maybe I don't feel like talking and I want to waste my breath of air. On
Come
someone.
On, Brigetta. Okay.
I am serious.
Here, we have a call. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. It's Leslie Myers from Juice Nation in Solana Beach, California. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Yes, great. What was your name again?
My name's Leslie Myers.
Oh, Leslie. Okay.
Yeah.
At Juice Nation.
Yes, Leslie.
How are
you doing? Good. Thank you for calling in this morning.
It's funny because I've been going on and on and on about Juice Nation and how much I love the cleanse.
Yeah.
And it's like now I feel like I want to go back on one again.
Yeah.
How'd it go for you?
You know, okay, it was really funny because it was so hard for me. And it wasn't that I was hungry or anything. That wasn't even it. It was the fact that I have crazy sugar cravings. And, like, I just wanted it. And I think it was really interesting because doing the cleanse, it wasn't just, like, a internal, like, body cleanse. Like, it was emotional, I think, for me, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it's like...
That's what I hear. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's like,
so that's pretty common, Leslie?
Well, it's very, very common because people have such emotional attachments to food. And when you're not eating some of your same foods, mm-hmm. it actually will it will play into your psyche if you go and you just take all that out of the equation. And so I have heard stories about people on cleanses either having very highs of emotional levels or very lows at some point.
Yep.
And that's a product of your body getting toxins out of your system, believe it or not.
Wow.
And, it sounds a little counterintuitive, but that's really what happened.
Yeah.
It was so interesting. And then it was funny because I kept calling them. I think everyone there thought I was crazy, but they were laughing. So hopefully I was an amusement. But I was like asking questions like, okay, for example, I know this was stupid, but I really wanted wine. And I was like, well, technically, if it's a liquid cleanse, could I have wine if it's organic?
You and I are on the same wavelength. Well, I only have grape juice, right?
Right, exactly. I'm like, if I get organic grape juice, is that okay? Like organic? So I actually called.
We don't encourage it. We don't, you know, right. You basically, you can do with what you want with it, but, you know.
Right.
I think trying to weed as much of that out during cleanses is good, but a glass of wine a day is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
And see, it's funny, and I actually didn't do it, so I was proud of myself. I wanted to so bad, so bad. But I did keep coming into the shop because I wanted, like, something sweet tasting, even though it wasn't sweet. So they have, like, a bunch of different, I mean, they make, like, pure almond milk and all kinds of awesome things in the store. So I kept coming in for, like, different shakes just to try and get, like, flavors. I had like the maca one day, and then I kept asking like if it's raw, could I have this? So one day I think it was like the second day that was my hardest, and oh my God,
that's normal. Okay. I think the second day is hard, and somehow people feel either in the clear or their bodies come back around, you know, by the third day.
Yeah, I think I was in the clear on the fourth. Day. I was like, okay, I feel better.
Well, good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, were you the founder of the company? When was it founded?
I am one of the principals in the company.
Oh.
There are three of us, and I'm, for lack of a better word, the chief juicer and director of operations is two of the hats that I wear. So I am the person that is in charge of the day-to-day operations and making sure. I do all the recipes, develop all the cleanses as right now. So, you know, I love to hear the feedback. My background is I'm actually a chef. I'm a classically trained pastry chef,
a
regular chef.
Yeah.
So I've morphed into sort of the health and wellness food as I've gotten, you know, a little bit older. I find that has been really important in keeping me healthy.
Yeah.
So. Well, I love food. I love the taste. So I like playing around with the flavors of the cleanses, the flavors of the juices, the smoothies, all of our, anything you see to eat there, it's all organic, vegan.
It's so good.
So there's really not any way, you know, if you were to do a cleanse and get food from us, you're not going to fall off the wagon, so to speak, because everything is very good for you.
Right. And see, that's one. That was my biggest thing. Like, I have sugar cravings, so I went and I got the avocado pudding. Because I was like, I gotta have something. And my boy.
That's great.
Yeah. And then, I mean, everyone was like, everyone who was around me was just like, really, Bridgetta, you are just cheating. I'm like, I'm not cheating because it's from the same place.
That's the way I look at it. Yeah, and it's baby steps. I mean, if you think about a cleanse, it's pretty radical.
Yeah.
You're basically going off everything. If you're a wine and coffee drinker and, you know, starch consumer, and then you switch into another gear, I mean, your body almost gives you the middle finger at that point. Because what are you doing to me, right?
Yeah.
But the end result is, I think you feel lighter. Your mental clarity is a lot stronger.
Definitely,
if you're someone who's trying to deal with weight loss, it definitely helps that.
Right.
Well, so it gives your body a restart button.
Right. So now, with the cleanses, you're not supposed to eat anything, right? You just drink the cleanse.
Our major cleanse, you actually do 64 ounces of juice during the day, and then you finish your evening, or you finish your days eating with some sort of light meal. Like, you could do a brothy soup. If you're someone who does eat meat or fish, you could do some sort of lean protein with vegetables. We don't try to be too militant about it, because I think if you take somebody who eats a standard American diet and then you switch them over to just juice, I think it's not sustainable for a lot of people. I don't think they can get through a day, believe it or not.
That's true.
So we try to strike a little bit of a balance with people and say, just eat healthy organic. You have one meal that's a healthy organic solid food meal, and the rest is juice.
See, I was really good. I did just the juice almost every day until the second day. I was like, I gotta have something, and then I had the avocado, and then I had greens one day. I will absolutely say, which is really interesting, my intuition, and I have pretty good intuition, it is like on. I am dreaming about something and it happens the next day, or I think it and it happens. It's like immediate, where it used to be, I would think it could be a month later, and then I would be like, well, did I really think it, or just, you know, or just coincidental? But now it's like,
it really sharpens you.
It's crazy. And then I will say, because I was so cleansed out, which was great, was that this past weekend, which was nuts, I went to eat nachos. Like, I was out and there was like nothing to eat. I ate nachos. I was so sick from eating the nachos. And I'm like, oh my God, I guess I can't eat processed foods anymore.
Well, you could probably eat a little bit, but the problem is we've become, as our society has become, so accustomed to not feeling great because of the type of foods that we consume on a day-to-day basis. And I'm generalizing here. I mean, some people are pretty good. Some people are bad. And my whole motto is, be mindful, but don't be militant, because you got to have some fun. And that's probably the foodie in me coming out. But if you think about a diet that's high in processed foods and sugar and things you can't pronounce and chemically laden foods, and you pull that out of somebody's life and give them all natural, clean, easy to digest foods such as the juice, think about how much better they're going to feel, both mentally and physically.
That's true, yeah. But they probably, in the beginning, you probably get sick or something.
I'm telling you, I went through it.
Because the body's not used to it.
Well, I did get sick. One of the days I ate vegetables and I got sick. I actually puked.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And I'll tell you a story. I was driving up the hill, from down where Juice Nation is on the 101 in Solana Beach. I'm driving up the hill and I had just picked up 16 ounces of beet juice. And I eat, fairly well. But I did it on an empty stomach. And I think I hit a Prius behind me with a whole view of magenta. So sometimes those vegetables can have that effect, but it was basically just saying, hey, you got a lot of toxins in you, you need to get out, and this is almost too strong for you. It's too strong of a cleaning mechanism for you,
right?
And that does happen.
Okay, now that makes sense. But see, the thing is like, after I had that incident this past weekend where I was like, I ate nachos and I was so sick, I'm like, because I'm gluten intolerant, and so it was like almost, but there was no gluten in it. But it felt like it was the same reaction almost. And it was interesting. So I'm like, well, no more cheeses for me. No more processed foods. But I feel good about it. So everything I eat now, I've been paying attention. So I'm eating more healthy after the cleanse. But now I want to go back and kind of do the cleanse again. It's weird because I haven't been drinking as much, I guess, or eating as much greens. And my body was like, loved it. And now I'm like craving, like, okay, I want to do this again now.
Yeah.
So I know it's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, your body starts craving vegetables. And also, even in those nachos you're talking about, you're gluten intolerant, so, you know, wheat isn't something you eat, but you think about all the modifications that are done right now to a lot of the standard industry foods, such as cheese or corn to make the tortillas or whatever, mm-hmm. your body's probably reacting to that as well, right. All the processing.
Right.
So even though it seems like a very innocent plate of nachos, there's a lot going on there that's past what nature meant that food to do.
Right.
Now, let me ask you, with the juices and stuff, what if you just consume the vegetables as solids? I mean, would that have the same
mm-hmm.
effect on
that's
you?
That's a really good question, and we do get that question a lot. That question and what's the difference between a juice and a smoothie are the questions we get. And the reason we encourage people who want to go through sort of a body cleaning or a detox process to go on juice is because when you make juice from fresh vegetables, you take out the fiber, but you get this amazing shot of nutrients, vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients going through you immediately. And that's the difference. Now, when you eat a vegetable, although fiber is a good thing, your body doesn't absorb those nutrients as readily.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so okay. It's not saying one is bad, one is good. It's actually good to have a mix in your diet
of right.
fresh vegetables, of a smoothie, of a juice. But a juice is almost like you might as well load up a syringe of nutrients and just shoot it in you.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So here we are talking about syringes and toxic shit.
Yeah.
You know what I thought was really cool is like, it's a huge, ginormous bowl of vegetables that actually go mm-hmm. into one, like, of the juices. Like, I saw it. It was insane.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, that's a very good thing. If we hold up, I mean, you're basically cradling, you know, what would be about a 14 or 18-inch bowl full of, you know, 6, 7, 8 vegetables. It's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah.
And then you're getting everything but the fiber and the peels and the insoluble fiber and that. And that's fine. I mean, you can still get that in a salad or something down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But just in terms of cleaning your body, resetting your systems, and making you feel energetic, that juice is going to do it to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what about the flavor? I mean, does it taste pretty good,
oh, yeah.
the juices?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends who you are. If you come from someone who's eating a pretty healthy diet as is, you're going to be okay with a flavor. But, for example, my husband thinks that, you know, bacon and ketchup are two of the four food groups, right?
Oh, that's my
so
other half, too.
Yeah. If I gave him a green drink with, you know, no apple in it or something, it was just the greens juice, I don't think it's palatable for him.
Right.
But what happens is, as you eat more greens, drink more greens, and eat less sugar, your palate resets itself.
Oh,
and
wow.
You'll be able to tolerate. You'll all of a sudden think that something like a red pepper is sweet.
Right.
Something like jicama is sweet.
That's
Whereas if you're somebody who eats a lot of sugar, a red pepper is going to taste kind of vegetal to you.
Yeah. Well, that
it really
makes
depends
sense.
On your palate. And if you're someone who is just starting to get into the juice phase, my recommendation is to have a juice that's heavy in something like cucumbers,
right.
which are neutral and very, very alkalizing, and have the juicer put a little bit of apple into it. And that kind of counters all the vegetable taste that might be
true.
A little strong for newbies.
Yeah.
You know what I will say, too, is, like, they have so many different flavors. Like, they've got this one shake called, like, it's like a creamsicle or something.
Yeah, the orange creamsicle.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's, like, my favorite because, you know, you think of the orange creamsicle popsicles.
Uh-huh.
And I used to love
right.
them. But it's all healthy stuff that's inside of it.
Yeah.
So, like, you could start with something like that.
Well, it's a whole orange, which is, I mean, you can't beat that. It's
yeah.
a whole fruit, in fact. So we use a whole orange in there. And then you're putting in things like flax, ground flax seed, which is a great source of omega-3 fatty acids, and freshly made almond milk. And then you're flavoring it with a little bit of vanilla and orange zest. And then a lot of people, we put a handful or two of spinach in it.
Oh, really?
And spinach, yeah, if you close your eyes and you eat a piece of spinach, it's going to taste neutral. You're not going to taste anything. It's boring.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, yeah, but you put it into a smoothie, and it's really just going to turn your smoothie green, but you're reaping the benefits of a huge dose of calcium, mm-hmm. of vitamin K, of, you know, green. Anything with chlorophyll is good for you. And as far as I know, no one's ever gotten a degenerative disease or died from eating too much chlorophyll.
Right.
So if you guys find that study, you know, email me. But,
right.
You know, it's like, oh, my goodness, I OD'd on, you know, chlorophyll. That's about the best thing you can do for your body is anything that's green and raw put in it.
Right.
And I don't think you can get
now,
too much of it.
Yeah. Now, is this, like, sustainable? I mean, are you supposed to only drink this, or is this, like, for a limited time just to detox and then you go back to eating?
Sure. What I would do is I would recommend doing a 3-day cleanse. I think you all did a 5-day cleanse,
mm-hmm.
which is long. try a 3-day cleanse, and I think that's enough time for your body to reset. And then what I would do after that is go into a maintenance mode and try to get a green juice or some sort of juice a day that's freshly squeezed. Get 16 ounces of that a day. Get a salad in a day and maybe, you know, a smoothie. Mm-hmm. And if you make those the cornerstones of your diet, everything else will kind of fall into place, and you'll find that you'll do things like, oh, these nachos that I used to think were great aren't as good for, they don't taste as good to me.
Yeah.
I'm really craving salad. I got an email from one of my best friends back east this morning saying, hey, Leslie, I'm starting to follow, you know, to walk in your shoes. I was craving salad at 9 o'clock this morning, so I made myself a salad. And, you know, people think that's weird. They think it's radical, you know, to be eating salads and smoothies as your main meals, but they're actually very good for you. I think it's a little more radical to go under the knife for a cancer treatment than it is to eat a salad at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
But our society's a little weird in that thinking, you know?
Right.
That's true.
No, absolutely.
So I think the 3-day cleanse is perfect, and then go into some sort of maintenance mode. You know, I'll be honest with you, I'm not somebody who's going to say, hey, I want to do a cleanse once a month, but I drink, you know, a juice a day and a smoothie on most days, and that seems to just do it for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, it just sounds so so healthy, you know? I mean, just all the vegetables and everything.
Yeah.
And it's all
fresh. Sure, it's healthy, it's easy, and it's going to keep you from getting sick, and then there's your productivity. And so a lot of people will say, oh, well, it's expensive to drink organic juice a day. I think it's more expensive to go buy medications and go wait for an appointment at the doctor's office, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Touché,
so I would
I'm right
much
with
rather
you.
Spend my money up front that way.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Leslie from Juice Nation, everybody go to juicenation.com. And check it out. You guys are in California, right?
Yeah, they're in.
We're in Solana Beach.
Oh, Solana Beach,
which is north San Diego County.
Uh huh.
And we're right on the 101 in the Beachwalk Shopping Center.
Okay.
So, you know, we are open 7 days a week. We're open from 7 a.m. typically till 7 p.m, a little shorter on weekends. And then all the information regarding the cleanses and our menu items, including smoothies and vegan salads, are on the website.
Right.
And you guys are fairly new too, like only been around for.
We've been open about 4 months.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, bring more locations.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
that's the plan. So hopefully you'll be seeing us cropping up sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. I love the whole idea of it. And then I'm coming back in soon for another one.
Great.
Wonderful.
Well, I look forward to it.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, juicenation.com. Leslie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate
of course.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is cool.
I
didn't realize it's just like one store and you have to actually go there. They don't sell it online or anything.
No.
Because it's fresh stuff. Yeah, you can't really sell it online.
Yeah, that's the other thing is like they like you to come in. If you're on the 5-day, they like you to come in one day, the first day to pick up the first half, and then like in the middle somewhere to pick up the second half. That way it's really fresh.
Yeah.
And the juices last for, you know, a couple of days and whatnot, but they're so fresh that as they sit, the nutrients aren't as strong if you don't get it right away.
Right.
So, I mean, I can't explain to you. I will admit, it was really hard for me.
Yeah.
Really hard. But
it paid off, huh?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't even believe it. Like, I want to do it. I know that I'd have an easier time. Yeah. Would I do the 5-day again? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'd probably do the 3-day as a good. But it feels so good. Like, it really does.
Well, if you say so, you know, I mean, you know. Now, how did you find out about them?
Randomly, because they were new, they're in this little shopping center, and we were driving around one day, and I was just like hungry, and I wanted juice, but I wanted like a cool juice. I don't want Jamba Juice.
Right.
I wanted like some kind of healthy something, and it was just so funny. So we wound up being like, okay, let's drive over here and go in. So we drove over, and we're like, we'll go in here. We were just on the beach,
right?
And so we came back in, and it was so funny. We were just looking. We didn't even know what it was. Yeah. We're like, oh, we'll just come in and get like some kind of shake. And wow, I didn't realize everything they had.
Right.
So I had one. I had their creamsicle.
Yeah.
Because it's so good for you, but it tastes it's
tastes
like heaven.
Good, huh?
Yeah, I can't believe it. Like even their, like I was saying, the pudding they have, it's avocado. Mm. Like you don't even know. And I don't like avocado normally, but it's like chocolate avocado and
chocolate avocado.
It's like like cacao, which is really, the raw chocolate's good for you.
Right.
And so you're eating this and you're like, this is actually healthy.
Right.
What? You know? So good. Wow. And yeah, and they make their own almond milk, which is just, I can't explain it. It's so good. You have to go in there and try it out. You really, really should.
Sounds interesting to me.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about this, and I wanted to bring up the story. I guess this woman, you know, weighed like 310 pounds.
What?
And yeah, I mean, she says she couldn't even fit into the rides, like roller coasters and things like that. You know, like they.
Why would she want to?
But you know, so at that point when they told her, you know, you can't really ride on this, it sort of like, you know, was the writing on the wall for her.
Ah.
So she decided she lost 170 pounds with diet and Zumba.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, and now she looks like you wouldn't even believe it's the same person.
Really?
I mean, she's so muscular, and yeah, she opened her own gym now.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's amazing, you know, how people that in the past, you know, they let themselves go and then they become so involved in it.
Right.
That
you become like obsessed with something. Before, I think it's an obsession with eating and just not thinking about it. And then you start getting healthy and you become obsessed. I mean, that's how I am, at least.
Yeah. She went from a size 24 to a size 2.
Gosh.
Can
you
imagine? Wow. That's a lot, huh?
That's crazy.
Right.
Wait, 300 pounds to what? What's her weight
to
now?
She lost 170. So if you do this, it's about 140. 140, yeah. About 140.
Well, that doesn't make any sense because I'm like 130 and I'm not a size. I'm a size 4. Mm. So she can't be a size 2. Mm. That doesn't make sense.
Well, that's what it says. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Weird. That doesn't make sense to me, but okay.
Yeah. But 170 pounds, man.
Still crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow. So 140 pounds, you say that she should... She should be larger size.
Right, because I'm 130 and I'm a size 4.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, that's interesting. Maybe
I don't
know. Has to do with the height too.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe she's a lot taller.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah.
Or maybe she's a size 2 and she's just hanging out in between.
Yeah. But it shows you how kids ground you. You know, they're saying her daughter encouraged her to get fit. So they could participate in activities together.
Aww.
Yeah.
Good.
So, yeah, but, yeah, I don't see how people can get this heavy, but they do, you know. And
yeah.
It's a concern. It's a health concern, you know. It affects your well-being, your state of mind, everything, you know. But at the same time, you know, you have to understand that, you know, people have issues. You know, they grow up in a certain way. I think if they restrict you too much when you're young,
right,
you end up eating too much and things like that. You know, I mean, eating disorders and, you know, and things that are related to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty sad. You know, some people don't look at it as an illness or a disease, but it is.
I think it is.
You know, if it affects your thinking, then for sure, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Although I will say I become obsessed with, like, now I'm obsessed with just staying in shape. And then if I eat something, I'm like, oh, I see it right now.
Yeah.
Like, I feel really guilty this morning for eating granola and yogurt.
Really?
Yeah. Even though it's granola and yogurt, it's like organic, healthy, whatever.
Yeah, so what's wrong
with
that?
I didn't work out. I'm not working out today because I'm going to an audition straight after here.
Right.
And then I'm hopping on a plane.
Right.
So I'm like, well, I guess I did bring workout clothes to work out in the hotel in Vegas. Like, I'm going to work out in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Because I know if I don't do it, it's going to be on my head. Like, I'm going to be like,
yeah.
You know?
I know.
I got to get ready for this excursion that I have coming up at the end of the month for Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What excursion?
Well, the birthday thing that I'm planning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to, you know, be in tip-top shape.
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, is it going to be beach weather? Probably, huh?
I hope so. I mean, if not, it doesn't matter. But, well, I guess it would be nice.
Yeah.
Actually, it needs to be nice.
Yeah.
Put it that way. Anyway.
So we had another guest. They're probably not going to call in
today.
Yeah,
she's with Summer Fast Farms, and I forgot to remind her, and I haven't spoken to her in a minute. She probably forgot.
Okay.
Is what I
so
was.
We'll have a call
thinking.
Back in.
Yeah. And I'm gonna go there this weekend. Anyway, this farm is really cool. I discovered it. It's down towards San Diego, but it's not on the beach. It's like, I guess 45 minutes away from there. Mm-hmm. But it's phenomenal. Like, it's this place where, I mean, it's so cool. Her story's awesome. She started as a chef, really into raw cooking, And then just realized she started healing herself and healing others by raw foods.
Wow.
So she bought this farm, took over this farm, and they've got like every herb you can imagine, every plant, flowers. They have chickens, cats, they have all kinds of stuff. But they do a lot of really cool stuff there. They have an entire shop. They make organic soaps there from all the flowers that they have.
Uh-huh.
And they teach classes on how to come and make soaps. And then they have a whole like coffee shop from the organic, I think it's from like the, I don't think they have teas yet, which is something I wanted to be like, let me talk to you about that. But they also have like a huge gardens, and they do a lot for kids too, where it's like fairy day. I think June 1st, I believe it's their fairy day.
Mm.
And you come in and you get to make these potted plant things,
uh-huh,
and all this fairy stuff, and like all the kids come in and they dress up in their favorite fairy costumes and
oh,
they have like awards.
Cute.
But for even going as adults, it's just fun because you get to, there's all kinds of arts and crafts and constant fairs going on, but it's all about being like artsy fartsy and earthy.
Right.
And I remember as a kid going to this farm back in the day where they made cider. And we used to go like once a year because I loved going with my family. And we would just go in this huge farm and apple farm, apple orchard, and go and make the cider. And they taught us how to make it. We make our own. And then,
good.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I wish there was something like that around here. And I found it. So I kind of want to, like, work there on weekends or something. You know me.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was a really cool place and a really cool story. And I wanted to share it because they're kind of new, too. And they do a lot of cool events. So, and I know they sell a lot of their stuff to local places, too. So.
Okay,
that'd be
sounds
cool to talk
good.
About it. Yeah.
I see we're going to have an interesting guest on Thursday. How Ancestry?
Oh, DNA.
DNA.
So,
you asked me something about that, but I never went to get it.
No, well, because you said no at first.
Yeah,
and
then I said I'll do it.
But it was too, they had already sent it, and I was like, shit.
Never mind, so, I don't need that.
But
anyway, tell me about it a little bit.
So
it's interesting.
I'm excited. So, and I'm sure he'll, now that you want to do it, he'll probably bring one. I'll ask him. So I did it in my mouth. I swabbed it and did all this stuff, and I turned it all in.
Right.
And
so you
get
your DNA and you submit that to them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And usually it takes a couple weeks.
Right.
They want to run a special, and they want to, you know, offer listeners if they want to do it. Because what's cool, it's a cool Mother's Day gift in a way.
Yeah.
Where basically you get your DNA, but they have three different tests. And one test is telling you where you're from in the world. So like, is it 75% here, 25% here?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then there's another test, which I already know mine's European, but I know it's going to be Italy, but I really wonder if it's going to be a lot of Spain.
Right.
Because, you know, Spain took over a lot of Italy back then. And so I'm just curious, where do your roots come from? You know, it's interesting. Or, you know, your family says this, but you don't really know. Or like, and I think one of our relatives was adopted, so it's even more interesting.
Right.
Then there's another test that goes back on your mother's side. And it knows how to split the DNA to just your mother's side.
Right.
And it goes back to 1,000 years.
Wow.
To tell you 1,000 years
really?
Of where the mother's side came from. So what a cool, like, Mother's Day gift.
That's
you know,
true.
To kind of get.
Yeah.
And it's not that, wasn't that much either, like, if you wanted to buy it. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And then there was another test that, I forget what that one was. There's three of them. So I did them all, and I don't know anything yet, and he's going to tell me.
So he's going to bring in the all that he found out. And
yeah,
stuff.
And then tell everyone else about it and how the tests actually work and why. Because I didn't know, like, you could just, like, you know, your fingernails are DNA, everything, your hair's DNA. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, everything.
When I was scrubbing the inside of my mouth, I was like, I actually bit the inside of my cheeks and scrubbed the pieces off.
Really?
Because I thought, like, well, I got to get more for them, you know? Did I get enough?
Pieces of flesh.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to make sure I got enough.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. So I know I'm retarded. But I think it's a really cool concept to see, I mean, things these days. To
it
see,
is.
Like, how,
it
so,
is
like, cool. If you think if it goes 1,000 years back, it's 2013. That's 1,013.
Right.
That's not long after. Like, that's AD. You know what I mean? That's, like, 1,000 years after the Bible days. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
Where was I back then? Egypt? Africa? Do we all go back to Africa? You know, it's interesting because the way the continents.
But it's not going to go back to Africa if it only goes 1,000 years. I mean, you know, coming from Africa, you're talking about, you know,
right,
thousands of years.
There was nothing in North America. We weren't here. There wasn't South
America.
No,
we weren't here, but I think there were natives here.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
I mean, I know I'm not even from over here. I know that both my family's from Europe.
Yeah.
So I know it's going to be somewhere in Europe.
Right.
But then again, you know, maybe it'd be like Egypt.
Yeah. I know. Cool. You want to have been Cleopatra.
Hey, I was her reincarnated. Whatever my DNA says doesn't matter because there's just souls in my body.
Okay.
It's just, you know. Like,
oh, my God.
Anyway. But I think it'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Who do we have on Friday?
Friday we have, I just invited this, another girl from Pieces of Ass.
Who?
Her name is Mia Duran. Do you know her?
Oh, no.
Okay, but,
I'm kind of irritated with that.
We sort of got, we friended on Facebook and I saw that she's on Pieces of Ass, so I invited her. I said we already had some people.
Right. Kind of annoyed with them right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I was supposed to be in it and they have my name up on the website and they have it advertising and I feel like I'm being used.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So contact them and ask them what's going on.
Oh, I have.
You know?
And we're not sure yet. So I feel like, honestly, I feel like I was being used to have people on as guests.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I feel. It's okay. But, I mean, that's what I feel like right now. So, yeah, because they ignore me. It doesn't make sense. And then my girlfriend that I'm going away with to work this show, she's in it.
Oh.
And it's just weird. And we're both on the
same.
It
is, because they haven't contacted you or anything. No. You know, that just sucks, man.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's the next month. I don't know, but I wish they would just give me, just so they tell me, communication is everything.
Right.
Just communicate with me. Don't ignore my emails.
Right.
Because it kind of pisses me off.
Yeah.
And then now,
yeah, I don't blame you.
Oh, well, I'll say something on Friday when I know they're listening.
Yeah. And we have someone that you, an author, Maricela Evelar Scott or something like that.
I believe she's the cookbook.
Oh, okay.
And she's from around here, and it's a Mexican cookbook.
Oh, okay. God, we're talking a lot about food lately.
I know.
Yeah. This whole show is about
food.
Yeah. I know. Did you see that jumbo jet drop off from the sky? Pretty much, they showed like a video a few days ago.
No.
You gotta look it up online. There was a jumbo jet in Afghanistan, and I guess they're saying it was, because I asked myself, who the hell was taking the video when this happened? You know, because it wasn't like expected. It was just taken off, it stalled, and it just like dropped from the sky. I mean,
how many people were in it, and it exploded, man. Okay, that's crazy.
Yeah. There weren't that many people in there. How many people were saying?
That's crazy.
Yeah. I know, man. And it's like the scariest thing when you see it, you know? And so I was wondering who took video of this, but they're saying it was like on a dashboard camera in a vehicle on the base. It was a military base there.
Wow.
So they're saying there was a camera there already on the dashboard. So maybe that's how. But man, you know, when they tell you planes don't drop from the sky, I don't know, man. Sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do. That's really creepy and really, really scary.
You know the Boston bomber that died?
Yeah.
No one wants to bury him in their graveyard.
Well, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Why don't they just cremate him?
That's a good question, huh?
I mean,
Maybe they don't want to. Maybe it's against the religion or something. But but at the same time, you're right. That's probably the only option they have.
Yeah, I would just cremate.
Because nobody wants to take him in, you know?
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Creepy. So I don't know. Anyway, this is the end of the show. You're going to be gone Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yes, I will be in Vegas I doubt anyone listening is going to be there for the convention, but in case you're there for the International Tool Convention.
Yes, then go visit Brigetta there.
Come visit me. I will be at Quick Draw booth.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Quick Draw?
Oh, Draw. Okay.
Quick Draw. It's a new measuring tape that has a built-in. They'll come in probably maybe eventually once they get more launched, but I'll have them call in. It's a really cool idea. It's the first tape measurer that has a built-in graphite.
Right.
Why hasn't anyone invented that yet?
Yeah, you were telling us about that. Yeah,
yeah,
that sounds great.
I'm like, it's phenomenal. Yeah. So I'm really excited for them because, you know, they're gonna get a ton. And it's my friend's company.
Yeah.
So it'll be cool.
Awesome.
And then I'm working with another girl who's also in Pieces of Ass, who's a friend of mine. So it'll be fun. It'll be really fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, well, thanks everybody for listening.
See you Thursday.
See you Thursday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.